sadi to menach nichalei becholdu, that a wife is happy with any husband she has, and always to Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish says, to yomer Resh Lakish, tav lemeisav tan du milemeisav armaloi. A lady would rather be married, tav lemeisav tan du. Du means two. She would rather be like married. Rashi's guf shnayim kleima. Rashi says, isha becholdu nichalei. With any type of a marriage, the wife is happy. The lemeisav armaloi, rather than staying in amona. So therefore, by chalitza, we don't have this svara to say that if she falls the flame lukashchin, she should be put from chalitza. Because here, of course, when she first got married, she was nicha with the marriage. But our kol on our mission, it's a good proof. Here we're saying when the father paid the money to the kohanim, and then the father died. So when the father paid the money, he meant to do tshuva, to get a kapora. So if you're going to tell me when you just give back the money without bringing the korban ashram, you have no kapora, so it's like a mekach tois, then the yoshim should be able to get the money back. And since the Mishnah says, no, the kohanim keep the money, so that's the proof that with the money, there is a mikzas kapara. Then the Mishnah says, nosa nesakesev liyoyoriv, if you gave the money to the first Mishmer, and then they brought the korban ashram later, that's good. But the opposite way, it's no good. That was the klal of the Mishnah, that the korban ashram is only good if the money was returned. But if when you bring the korban ashram, you did not return the money yet, the korban is no good. Again, it's by Gezla Ger that you swore false and then the Ger died. So you have to bring now Keren, Chaymish, and the korban ashram. So Tana Rabbanan worked like this. Nosan Oshem Liyoriv. You brought the korban ashram first to the Mishma of Yoriv. That's the first Mishma. The Kesav Liyidiyah. And you gave the money first later on to a Mishma later, the last Mishma called Yidiyah. So it says in the Brice here, Yachsa Kesav Eitzel Oshem. That the money is supposed to go back to where the Yoshem is. Divrei Rav Yehuda. In other words, the Anshei, the Mishma of Yediyah, they're supposed to give the money back to the Mishma of Yoyarif. That's where the Yoshem was given to. That's what Rav Yehuda says. The Chacham Marim, the Chacham say, Yachter Oshem Eitzel Kesev, not just the opposite. Let the Mishma of Yoyarif give the Oshem back to the Mishma of Yediyah that has the money. So it's a machlokes, who has to give it back to? In other words, something was done wrong here. And the question is, who do we make the knas? Who has to give the money back to who? So Gemara says, hey, Chidon, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Diyoyiv le'yosham le'yoyoriv b'mishmarosoi t'yoyoriv. That first this person, the Gazlin, brought his korban osham, and he gave it to the Mishma first, he gave it to the Mishma yoyoriv in their Mishma. Now true, the Mishma shouldn't have received it, because the halacha is, you're not supposed to bring the korban osham before he returns the kesef. So really, they did something wrong, this Mishmar, by accepting the korban ashram. But then the Goslin went and gave the money later on. The Kesev Liyidiyah, the Mishmarosa, the Yidiyah. He gave the money a few months later, and the next one's Mishmar. If you want to say that's the case, if so, then it should have been Zeh Zocher B'Shaloi, V'Zeh Zocher B'Shaloi. Alukur, each one has the right to keep what they received. They received it during their Mishmar. So Rashi says, according to Rabban, we can understand. They made a kenas to Yoriv. Since they accepted the Yoshim, Shalaikadin, they're supposed to give the Yoshim back to the later Mishmer. That's okay. But the question is, Elul Rabbi Yehuda, my time with the Konis Liyadiyah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say you have to give the money back to the first Mishmer? What did they do wrong the second Mishmer? They received the money during their Mishmer. So why can't they hold on to the money? Some are Rabbi says like this. Hocha b'mayakin, you know what we're talking about over here? The yoyiv oshem liyoyoriv, the mishmarosa liyoyoriv. True, there's Gazlin that came to do tshuva now, so he has to really give back keren, chaymish v'yoshem. So what he did first was he brought his korban oshem. And he gave it to the first mishmer, came today to the mishmer that was working there, the kohanim that work in the Beis Hamikdash now, and the mishmer of yoyoriv, and he gave them his korban oshem. V'kesev liyadiyah, but he gave the money to Keren, not to this Mishma Yoyoriv, but he gave it to different Kahanim. To Kahanim that are going to work for us later on next month in the Mishma of Yidiyahu. But when did the Gazlan give them the money? The Mishma Rosva the Yoyoriv. He gave them the money right now in the Mishma of Yoyoriv. So right now in this first Mishma, what the Gazlan did is the Korban he gave to the Mishma. But the money he gave to different Kahanim that are not working right now. That's the Shaila. We have viewed this, I've reviewed the holes. Kivon the lav mishmeres yediyahi. Since right now it's not these kahanim's time to do the work, it's not their mishmer. They don't do work in the Beis Hamikdash now. Is liyediyah kan sinulei? Therefore, we make a kanas to them that they had no right to accept the money. And therefore, we tell them the money that you received, give it back to the other kahanim that are working now in the mishmar. Hilkach yachsa kesev eitzel oshem. Therefore, Yud says the kanas is that you kahanim from the mishmar of Yediyah that's not working right now, you have to take the money you received and give it to the kahanim that are working right now, that are in the mishmar working right now. They have the korban oshem. So right now, go give them the money. And like we had before, the kahanim of that mishmar has a right to split the money. For Rabbanan Savri, what does the Rabbanan hold? For Rabbanan Savri, Shaloi Kedin Hu Ovid B'nei Yayorim. They hold no. The first mishmar did the wrong thing by accepting the Oshem. They kiblu Oshem Makne Kesef. Because they shouldn't have received the carbon Oshem before the Gazan returns the money. That's to say that first you're supposed to return the money and then bring a carbon Oshem. So the first mishmar, even though it's their mishmar, they did something wrong by accepting the korban. Therefore, the rabbanon hold hilkach leditu kan sinelu the yachzer osher made a kesef. Therefore, the rabbanon made a kenas upon this first mishmar that they should not be makir of the korban osham, but rather just wait with it until it come later on the time of the mishmar of Yedio, since they have the money, then they have a right to bring the korban osham. So that's the machlekes review to the rabbanon. Who did the rabbanon make a kenas on? On the first mishmar, or on the mishnah Yediyahu that accepted the money, shalaykadin. Tanya will learn like this. Omar Rebbe said, Ledivra Rebbe Yehuda. According to Rebbe Yehuda, even though he says we'll make a kanas, that's the money supposed to be returned, but imkod no b'nei yayoriv, v'ekrivu es osham, let's say the mishmar of yayoriv brought the korban osham before the money was brought. So that korban osham is no good. Talachar is, this mishmar now has to go and bring another korban oshem, because they were like a mazik. They brought a korban oshem before the money was given. The korban oshem is no good. So they have a chiyuv to buy another korban oshem for the gazlin. But now the yakrivu b'nei yidiyo. You have to wait and give this korban oshem to the next mishmar b'nei yidiyo that they have the money. But v'zochu halolo b'mashav yodon. But the first mishmar, the mishmar yoyoriv, from the first korban oshem that they brought, they could keep that korban oshem. They keep what they have. So Gemara asks, what do you mean they keep it? Amri, like we say, lamai chazi. What use can they have from it? You can't eat from this korban oshem. Oshem posalu. It's a posla korban oshem. It has no din to be brought. A korban oshem of an asham gazelus here, you only bring it after you return the money. But here that the money was not returned yet, they had no right to bring the korban. So the korban is called the korban psula. So, what do you mean to say they keep what they have? You can't eat the meat. So, Gemara says, "Omarov liyoroi." That means to say that the skin of the animal, that's omuta bahano, that goes to the mishmar, the first mishmar. Since the ma'aser they brought the korban, even though it's a korban sula, they have a right to keep the skin. The skin, that much they keep. Tanya, we learn like this: Omar Rabbi. Lediva Reb Yudah, according to Reb Yudah again, that normal Reb Yudah says will make a kanas upon the mishmar Yudio, that they have to return the money. But what's going to be in Kayim Oshom, if the Oshom is still around, then Yachzer Oshom Eitzel Kesef. Let's say for some reason the Yanshei, the mishmar of Yoriv, did not bring the Korban Oshom. And for some reason the Yanshei Yudio did not return the money either. And now the first mishmar finished. And the next mishnah, the Anshei Yidiyo, come into work. So now Lamaisa, they have the money. And the Korban Oshem is still around. So in this case, the Korban Oshem goes to the second mishmar, and they'll bring a Kedasa Kedin. That's what it says in Chiddush, that in Kayim Oshem, the Oshem is still around. That the first mishnah did not bring it. And in other words, the Yidiyo did not give the money back. They never brought the Korban. Now Yasser Oshem Eitz HaKesef. Fred Gemar, why? For Rav Yehuda, Yasser Kesef Eitz HaLoshem Islei. Rav Yehuda says the opposite way around. Rav Yehuda says we'll make a kanas that the Anshei Yidiyo, the one that received the money, Shalai Kedin, it's not their mishmar now, they have to return the money back to the Bailam, back to their first mishmar. So why do you say that the Korban Oshem goes to the second mishmar? So I'll answer you, Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, Kagoyin Denofak, Mishmar Rosoy Diyo Yoriv. We're talking about that the mishmar Yoriv finished their mishmar. They had the Korban Oshem, but they knew they're not supposed to bring it before the kesef was brought. So they did not bring the korban. But all this time, v'loy tovu, then they did not ask the Anshei Yidiyo to give them the money. If they would have went to the second Mishmar and said, listen, it's our Mishmar now, we have a right to bring this Korban Asher, we need the money. You have to give us back the money. Then it's true, the Anshei Yedio is supposed to give them back the money. But we're talking about this first Mishmar did not, was V'loy Tovu. They did not ask the second Mishmar for the money back. For all Kamashmar, that's what teaching us over here, the Yachula Yachila Gabayu. It's like the first Mishmar was Meichel the money and saying the second Mishmar, they can keep the money. So if the Anshei Yoyorov, the first Mishmar, did not bring the Korban Asher, so the Korban Asher is still alive. So what do they do with it? They have to give it over to the second Mishmar. The second Mishmar, the Mishmar Yidio, they have the money. They have the money. They could also bring the Korban Asher. So in such a case, that's the halachas, that's the chiddush, that the first Mishmar was Meichel the money to the second Mishmar. Tani, the Chulot, another price like this. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Ledivra Rebbe Yehuda, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, in Kayim Asham, in a case that the first Mishmar did not bring the Korban Asher is still alive, Yachza Kesev Eitzel Asham, you're still supposed to give the money back to the Korban Asher. That means the Mishmar of the Yedio still has to give the money back to the Mishmar of Yayor. Fredimar Pshita, of course, Hochi Yisle. That's what Rebbe Yehuda always says. Rebbe Yehuda always says that we make a kanas upon the second Mishmar that took the money, Shalakidin, they have to return the money back to the first Mishmar. So what are you telling me now, Rebbe? Pshita, that's what Rebbe Yehuda himself said. So Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, to go in the nofak Mishmar osom, tahani udahani. We're talking about that the first Mishmar Yehoyorah finished. They did not use the Korban Asher. And they did not even ask the second Mishmar for the money. And then the second Mishmar went through their time, and they did not bring the Korban Asher either. And they did not ask for the Korban Asher. That's the Chiddush. For Leitov, when one did not ask from the other. So both Mishmar passed by, and both, neither of them used up the opportunity to bring the Korban Asher. So Ma, the same I would have thought to say, Achule Gabi Adodi, that each one was Mechel to the other one. Each one has a right to keep the money, and to keep the Asher. Kamashmula, no. The Armina would say like this, Kivan the Loitovi Lahadrui Beresha. Since one did not ask the other one, and both Mishmar went by already, the Lachar is like it starts over again. And it starts out like a new case now. As if to say the Yoshom was given to the Mishmar, Anshi Yayorub to the first Mishmar, and the money was given to the second Mishmar, and we're holding now a second time around by the first Mishmar. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the kenas is that the second Mishmar that receives the money now, Shalakadin, they have to return the money back to the first Mishmar. And the first Mishmar has the right to be today them and say, give me back the money. Therefore they could bring the Korban Asher when they receive the money. Then the Mishnah says, Shehamevi Gzeloi Ashlehevi Ashomai is no good. No, it's good. Right, so if you could return the money without bringing the Korban Asher, that's called a good Hashava. We know, and immediately, how do we know these Yisoidus of the Mishnah? Omar Rav, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, that we have before Ho'oshom, Ha'mushav La'ashem La'koyein, Milvad El HaKippurim, that the money, the Karen, and the Chaymish is supposed to be returned to the Koyin, excluding the Korban Asher that's brought. Ashir Harpavoy, that he has a Kapora from. So, Mechlal, it's a proof from there, the Kesev Reisha, that since the Seder says, Milvad El HaKippurim, Mashma first comes the Kesev, and then comes the Yoshom. So in other words, the Asher cannot be brought before the Kesev was returned. So Amahu Rabbanu LaRav, the Rabbanu said back to Rav, is this true? Do you make such a drasha like this? Elo Mayatir so, by a Korban Tumid, the Pasuk says, Milvad Oilas Havoike. When it talks about bringing the Korban Musafim, it says you bring the Korban Musafim, Milvad excluding the Oilas Havoike, the Korban Atama that's brought. So the Kurvitz Mashra from the Psukim then, Hochinam, you want to tell me Mechlau, to Musafim Bereisha? When the Pasuk says, Milvad Bayos, Milvad El HaKippurim, or the Korban Asher, it means that comes second after the money. So here also, you need to tell me the Korban Musaf comes first, and then you bring the Korban Atamid. Is that true? V'atanya, we learn not like that. V'atanya, we learned. Minayin Shelo Yehei Dover, Koidim L'Tamid Shoshachar. You're not supposed to bring any Korban before you bring the Korban Atamid. The first Korban in the morning is the Korban Atamid. Talmud Rambam, the Pasuk says, the Yorach Oleho Oilo, they bring on at the Korban Oilo, the Korban Atomid. The Yama Rav, Rav says, Oilo, the extra hay, means to teach us, Oilo Rishayna, this is the first Korban that's brought up. So you see, even though it says Milvad, it doesn't mean it comes second, it comes first. So maybe you're also, Milvad El HaKippurim, maybe the Korban Asher could come first. Or Malaysia said back to him, Ano, from I make the drasha, Masha Yechafe Boy Nafka, Lei. For Yadayin Lechipur. My, the Pasuk says, Novad Elekpur, Masha Yechafe Boy, Loshin Osid, Mash Mulai, the Kapur was brought already. That's the drasha from. Rashi says, Ela Miashe Yechafe Kamina, the Sid, Veloshin Osid, says in the future, Midal like Siv Asher Kipur, O Mashma de Kishaheshiv Lakoinas Oshim, Dainu Karen, Akesav, Adain Lechipur. That when he gave the money, he still didn't have his kapara yet. So Mashma, the money has to go first, and then you have to bring the Korban Oshim. But that's what the Mishnah says, if you bring the Korban Oshim first, that Korban Oshim is posel. You can't bring the Korban Oshim before you have the kapara of returning the money. Then the Mishnah says, Nosam Leyes, I carelessly paid the money. So that's what's makiv. You pay the keren, even though you don't pay the chaimish. The keren is what's makiv. You could bring a korban asham, even though you didn't bring the chaimish. Tana rabbon, minayin, how do we know? Shimhevi milosai. If somebody was moyal from hegdish, he had an enjoyment from hegdish, and the b'shaygeg. So locher is, he also has to pay back the keren, a chaimish, and a korban mila. How do we know? Shimhevi milosai brings the loy, hevi asham, he brought the money, but he did not bring the korban asham. Or else Hashem, he brought his korban asham. So he didn't bring the money. Shlo yotzi is not yotzi his kapor yet. Talmud Rebbe, the pasuk says v'yel asham. It says v'yos v'nislach loy. It says v'yel asham. It says v'nislach loy. That he has his kapora. Rashi says v'yel asham v'nislach mashmein slich ela b'shneim. Ayil k'mashmo and asham keren. That's v'yel asham. Ayil means the korban, and asham means the keren. Like we learn kiyavla kamon. Hegdish from Hegdish, we'll learn later, Hegdish from Hegdish. Ma Oshem, Nechsid, the Gezlager, just like by Gezlager we had before. When the Pasuk says Oshem, it means Karen. The same thing here by Hegdish also. When the Pasuk says Be'el Ha'oshem, it means Oshem means the Karen. So by a Korban Mila, you don't have your Kaporo until you bring both. You bring your Korban Mila, the Korban Oshem, and you pay back the Karen. Uminayin, how do I know? Shim Hevi Ashamoy, Ashle Hevi Milosoy. If you brought the Korban before you brought the money, Shula yotzi not yotze. Talmud loyma ve'el osham ha'osham b'kfar. Mashma the yotzim was brought back before. If you brought the korban osham before you brought the money, like Rashi says, v'nayin shemevi milosai kabinenim and hegdishkom and milosai keren tegdish shemoboy. How do we know if you brought the korban but you didn't bring back the money, you're not yotze? Talmud loyma ve'el osham means osham b'kfar. Mashma that you have the money brought back first. That the money is brought back first, then you can bring your korban. Rashi's Be'el Osham, Mashma B'ayil, Shul Bo Choyva L'Osham, Shul Keren, Alma Keren B'Reisha Maisi, that you have to bring the money first and then the korban mila. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Kishayim Sha'ayil, the Osham Makfin, just like you see, you have to have both for the kaporo, paying back the Keren of what you took from Hegdish, and bringing the korban Osham, maybe Kachoy Mishmakiv, maybe also you don't have your kaporo until you pay back the Chaymish. Talmudim, just we say no, the Pasuk says, Be'el Osham v'nislach loy. That means, Ayil v'osham akfim. He's Be'el Osham v'nislach loy. He has his kaporo with the Ayil, with the Korban, and Osham with the Karen. With these two things, you have the kaporo. Ayil v'osham akfim, the Hegdish. V'ein choymish makiv. But choymish is not makiv, even without paying back the choymish, you can have the kaporo. Now, v'yilmoid Hegdish mehedyit, v'hedyit mehegdish. We learn out both ways. The korban mila from the korban of Gezlager. Hegdish mehedyit, learning out the korban mila from the korban of Gezlager. Ma osham, the hosan keren, just like by Gezlager, when the pasuk says osham, like we had before, it means it's keren, the money you pay back has locha like an osham. Af osham, the locha keren. When it says the word osham by korban mila, it also means paying back the keren. And the hegdish mehedyit, we learn now dinim of Gezlager. From the parasha of Mila, of Korban Mila, Ma Hegdish, just like by Korban Mila, and Chaimish Makiv, even without paying back the Chaimish, still you can have your Kapora. I'll tell you, Af Hegdish, the same law applies, by Gezlager, Nami, and Chaimish Makiv, that even without paying back the Chaimish, still you can have your Kapora.